Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the first thing he did was he set up his tent. After he reached Mitzrayim, that there he didn't have to travel anymore, then he was able to make a bris milah. The first thing he did was he made his tent. The apostle says, "Baderech, b'molon, d'mashma, d'miyat, shabom, baderech, nasasik, b'molon." And he should, and this is the question, like the punishment, he should have first made the bris milah. How could he make the bris milah there? Why he still has to go out again? We rested there the first time was near Mitzrayim. And to make a little journey, that wouldn't be any sakana. So that was the little avera Moshe did, that when he rested, when he finally got to the place, the first thing he did was he made a tent instead of first doing the milah. Which really you could think it's only normal. Like, how can you make a bris milah outside in the street? Lachura, first you have to have a tent to make a bris milah inside. But that was a ksas tain on Moshe Rabbeinu, know that since he had a tzibah from before already to make the bris milah, when he got to the makom where he was going to rest, he should have first made the milah right away and then worry about making the tent. Shenem, the apostle says, v'hi baderech b'molon. He was on the derech, on the road, and the first thing he did was made his tent. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer. Loyla Moshe Rabbeinu bikas satan lahorig. No, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that the satan wanted to kill. Elo loyaisa tinik. Rather, that the satan wanted to kill his son. Shenem, the apostle says that Tzipporah said back, ki chasan dom matali, like you're the cause of blood. So tzayurei, mi kori chasan, who's called the chasan? Have yom is there tinik? It means the tinik. The Ran says, shenosan chasan ade bris. Because they made a bris upon him, so he's called like the chasan. So the satan, like this aver of Moshe, of waiting, so the satan wanted to go and kill the son. Dorash Reb Yehuda bar Bizna. At that 1 second that Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of making the milah right away, he went to build his tent first, is bo af v'chema. These two malachim, called af and chema, v'aisat the malche chavola, bed malachim came, obalu, and they swallowed up Moshe. The only left over his feet, which is really means by the mokum of the milah. The Rashi Lagran says, mokum ha-milah, kidasiv, v'loyosa raglov. So that they swallowed him up from top to bottom, and just the makom ha-milah was like left out. Is miyad right away, Tzipporah understood what's going on here. That because of the chetah, they didn't make the milah yet, they wanted, malachim wanted to take away Moshe. Is therefore miyad right away, the pasuk says, Vatikach Tzipporah, Tzur Vatichras Tzolos Beno. That Tzipporah took the knife, and right away she made the milah. Which is a kasha, because the machlekes nigemara navodah zara. One man the yom says, an ish is possible to make a bris milah. Then the Gemara even asked the question, if an isha is possible to make a bris milah, how come Tzipporah made the milah? I think one shot is there, all she did was she just cut. Or at least she took the knife and started to cut. But the one that made the pri and finished off the milah, that mustam was Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah. Alright, turn over.
Yeah. So it says, Miyad Ravatika Tzipporah Tzur Vatichres Tzolos Beno. Miyad right away, Vayarev Mimenu, they left him alone. They went away from him. Is Biyosa Shur at that time, Bikesh Mesh Rabbeinu Lahorgan. At that time, Mesh Rabbeinu wanted to kill these two malachim, called Af and Chema. Shinem Raposk Natilim says, Heref Me'af, Vyosov Chema. Let me get rid of these two. Vyeshanim, some say, Lachem Horg, Vitaka killed the malach of Chema. Shenema chema ainly, there's no more. I will see the pasuk says kiyagorti viaf mifnei af yachama. I'm afraid of af and chema chama. Mashma the malach chama still around. Teretz is trei chami heavy. One teretz is with two different malachim. There are two different malachim called chema. The boy says another teretz is gundod the chema. What he killed out, Rashi says chel shachema. The army of chema, his army, he killed out. But chema itself was still alive. Tanya Rebbe Yomer. Rebbe says, Gidoy lo milo, shein lo chomi shenasasik b'mitzvahs k'Avraham Avinu. Nobody did mitzvahs like Avraham Avinu did. But then still, v'lo nikra tomim elo al shein milo. What made Avraham call the tam when he made his bris milo? Shenemar hisalech lefone ve'eyeh somin. You see, when he had the bris milo, that's mashlim, the goof of the person, that makes you into a tam. Complete. And before that, your body is missing something. Afterwards, it's called, you make yourself into a tam. And what the Chinuch explains? The Chinuch explains that the Indian of a Bris Milah Bechlal is that Hashem shows you the same way a person's body is born, not complete, that we have to finish it off, the same way your nefesh is born, not complete. That a person has to be mashlim his nefesh. He has to do mitzvahs. So what made him a tomin, that's when he did the milah, mitzvah of milah. Also, another pasuk says, V'yetna brisi b'ni u'b'necha. Give my brisi between you. You and him. You and me. Davracha, another pshat is, G'doyla milah, sheshkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvah sheba Torah. Milah outweighs or is equal to the weight of all the other mitzvahs. Shenem the pasuk says, Ki ha-pi ha-dvar meila. And it's talking about bris milah. You see, a piyat var mela, the whole Torah is goes on mila. Tavarach, another pshat is gedoyle mila. Shel mole mila, if not for the mitzvah of mila, loy niskayim with shemayim varetz. The world and shemayim will not be in existence, will not stand. Shenemwa, the Mishnah says, the posig, im loy verisi yom v'layla, his chukah shemayim varetz l'stamti. So a kid said, goes on bris mila. Oh, and this the Gemara of Takasha, O plegi the Rebbe Eliezer. The Chura, this man the Yomar, our Mishnah is on Rebbe Eliezer. The Yomar Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer holds that this pasuk goes on limit at Torah. Rebbe Eliezer says, Gedoyla Torah. Torah is tremendously great. Shilmole Torah, if not for the mitzvah of limit at Torah, loinis kaimo shemayim varetz. The world will not be in existence. Shenema, the pasuk says, him, loivarisi yom v'layla. His chukah shemayim varetz lesamti. So what's called brisi yom v'layla? What's called the bris? Like a mitzvah, you have to do yom v'layla. That goes on limit at Torah. There, it's very good. But the pasuk says, "V'gisa v'yom v'layla." But we spoke about before, really, both are remes. We said the inyan of a bris milah also is to be machshir the kid, to make the kid able to have kedusha, to be able to learn Torah. So this was good. Why both man the amadash in the same pasuk on these two inyanim of limud haTorah and bris milah? Because bris milah has to do with limud haTorah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'shor sh'amar leKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham Avinu, hisalech l'fona v'ha'yisamim. When Hashem told Avram, like, you now walk and be a tamim, of Zosar Rodin, he got the shivus, he was afraid. Omar, he said, Shema yesh vidavim aguna, maybe something's wrong with me, like, I'm not a tam, I'm not complete. His kivin shomale, when Hashem's Rebbe told him, that v'yetna brisi b'ni b'noch, niskara daitoi. When Hashem said, no, you didn't do anything wrong, but just I want to give you an extra kedusha now. I want to make a bris between me and you, the bris milah, then he felt better. Hashem took Avram outside. Avram said, like, I looked up into my mazel in the Shemayim. I only have one son. So that's not enough. It's Hashem told him, Hashem told Avram, say me is tagniya shalach. Go out of your mazel. Because the klal is ain mazel Yisrael. There's no mazel for klal Yisrael. And rather that you'll have a tremendous and great deal out of bigam. Like, you won't be able to count how many Jews there will be. The Rashi says, "Mimishpat chokmas mazlo shaluch." Hashem took him outside means he took him outside of his mazel. So there's the asterisk, there's the bilis, and the Gemara. Some places we say yesh mazel Yisrael. Here the Gemara holds ain mazel Yisrael. It's machlokes. Right, Omer of Yitzchok. Kol ha-mesamim atzmoi is a kodesh baruch hu masamimoi. Whoever, anybody that acts like he's a tam, his mamish complete, he's not a shakran, he does things betmimus, it's a kodesh baruch hu is tamim with him also. Shenemar im chosit is chasid, im givor tomim to tamim. If you'll act like a tam complete to Hashem, Hashem will act back complete to you. Omer Rabbi Shia, kol ha-metamim atzmoi shoy medesloi. Whoever acts like a tam, it's shalom, the time will stand up for him. Shenemar, the pasuk says, as halach lefona, there you saw him. And the chsiv, right after that says, v'yisal av ha-moin goyim, like you'll be the av of Ramavin, you're going to be the av of the whole Klal Yisrael. That's called shor medes loy, like you'll remain, you'll always be here. Omar Rebbe, kol ha-menachish loy, whoever does kishuf like witchcraft, is nachil. You call menachish, is loy nachish. Witchcraft will affect you also. Shenema kilei nachash be Yisrael, that there's no witchcraft in Klal by Yaakov. But kilei nachash be Yaakov. For v'lamet aleph tziv, in other words, the pasuk says there will not be. As we're darshaning loy means whoever acts with witchcraft will come back to him. Either the pasuk says v'loy mashma lamet aleph, there will not be any witchcraft. So Gemara says, Elo, the svara is mishum mida keneged mida. It's a svara to say that if you act with witchcraft, it'll act it back to you.
Now the Gemara says, Toni Avo Bered Rab Zero, that Kolodom Sheina Menachish is Machnitza Noisa Bemechitza Sheafilu Malchi Ashoris Einichonum Likonis Betoicha.
You'll be Zoycha for that alone, Mamish, to become very close to Hashem. Shinyam Rapotik says, Kilenachish Be Yaakov, Vlekisim Be Yisrael. So with this alone, you're Zoycha to go into the Mechitzais to be close to Hashem. Omer Rabbi Yavu, Omer Rabbi Loza, Mifneima Nenesh Avram Avinu, V'nishtabdu bonav l'mitzrayim asayim v'yeser shonim. How come Avram got a punishment and his sons had to go down to Mitzrayim 210 years? V'vnei she'osva an geriyu b'talmichochem. Because he made the talmichochem do work for him. The Ran says, she'alichim l'machama. He took talmichochem to go to fight for him. K'dasidah, the Pesach says, v'yorek es chanichov, da'inu b'nei yodim she'chonach l'tayra. Means the children that he taught them Torah, he now took them to take to do machama. But since he used them for work, that's why he got back this terrible punishment. Shinem the pasuk says, "Vayorek es chanicha v'lidei beisli." Ushmul Amar Shmul says, "Mevnei shehifriz al midoisev shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." So Rashi says, "Shahar." The Rashi says, "Shahar b'lahar amidoisev." He had a lot of questions against what Hakadosh Baruch Hu was doing, because he asked too many questions to Hashem. That's why he got this punishment. Shinem the pasuk says, "Bama eidak yirushenu." Like Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know that Klai Yisrael will be Zeichel to get Eretz Yisrael? For Rabbi Yechanan says, Shehifresh b'nei yodam milahachnes takas kans v'yashchina. So Avraham Avinu stopped like people from coming takas kans v'yashchina. Shenem, the Pesach says, Tein li ha-nefesh, for a chush kach loch. Because it says that the Melech Zdoim says, like, give me the nefesh, and keep the rechush. So since Avraham Avinu gave back the nefesh, and didn't take back the other people, all the people, Ran says, Avraham Avinu nostnem loy, Avraham Avinu gave the people to Melech Zdoim. If he would have held back these people from Melech Zdoim, hoyemachtis tachas kans v'yashchina. So the fact that he held back some people from coming tachas kans v'yashchina, that's why he got this punishment. Yeah. That means he Harika Matera, Rashi's answer, Zeros of Matera. He taught them Torah. Chanicha Beisa means the children, the people that he taught Torah. Hoshmul Oma, Sharikim Mizov, that he was Mizaris them in gold. Yeah. The Duran says, Kidasiv, Birakrek, Chorot, Steinu, Zov, Kloy, Meshinostalem, Zov, Harbe, Kadeshi Yochu. That Avraham Avinu paid them a lot of money in order that they should come with him to fight against the Malachim. Shemoyna asa v'sholish meis. 318. Omer Rabbi Yami Baraba. Eliezer keneged kulam. Eliezer was keneged all 318. And he could the army some say Eliezer the chushpin ahochi. That you count up the gematria of Eliezer, that's gematria 313. The Omer Rabbi Yami Baraba. Ben gimel shonim hikar avram esboroi. When Avraham Avinu was only 3 years old, he was makri realized the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shinem Rapotik says, Ekev or Sheshom Avraham Bekeli, that Avraham Avinu listened to me. Chushbono Meya V'shivim V'trein. The Cheshbon of Ekev is 172. And he says, Avraham Chai Kufay and Hey. Avraham lived 175. So therefore there was 3 years missing. It means 172 years of his life, of Avraham Avinu's life, he was Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's cool that Avraham Avinu was Hikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu at 3 years old. If Yom Yomi Baraba, alright. Hasot in the Chushman at Los Mesh is awesome. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding the Lamed Beis. We'll just do a little bit more over again. We did yesterday. Lamed Beis Omer Aleph. Just in the bottom of the Gemara says like this. So again, it says that by the beginning of the first big lines, that Oma Rebbe, Kol HaMenachesh Loi Nichesh. Whoever does Nichesh, works with witchcraft, Yishno, witchcraft will work back on him, will do bad to him. Shinam the Pasuk says, Ki Loi Nachesh B'Yakov. Like there's no witchcraft bin Yaakov in Yisrael. So by the Gemara of Lamed Aleph Ksiv, it says Loi means Lamanav, there won't be. Like we want to be medayik ki loy nachesh, like whoever does nachesh will have it done back to him. So this pasuk says loy with a lamed aleph means no, there will not be any witchcraft. So where do you see from this pasuk the raya that if you work with witchcraft, it'll do bad back to you? So Gemara says elam ishur mida keneged mida. It means it's a midah keneged midah. That if you have this midah, it's a svara, in other words, that if you work with witchcraft, you want to know the future, you should know bad will come back to you. And Tony Ava Bered the Rebbe Zeira, Kol Odom Sheinu Menachesh, whoever does not go after witchcraft, knows you don't want to know the future, but rather you stam have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way you're supposed to, is machnitza noisa b'mechitza, you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'afilu malchei ha'sharos ha'nechayim l'konas b'toicha, that even malachim can't get that close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'nem ha'pasuk says, k'lo nachash b'yakov, l'kosim b'yisrael. So Ram says, in the end of case, yoyim al Yaakov, ul Yisrael ma'po al-keil. That means, she'malchei ha'sharos, yishalul Yisrael, ma'po al-keil. The Malachim are asking Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem do? Why? That since Klal Yisrael does not do kishuf, does not do witchcraft, they become close to Hashem, that they go close to Hashem even closer than Malachim could get. And the Ran explains, what's the reason? It's a svara, action keneged action. Likras nechoshim, leidu hasidus, you don't go after the witchcraft, like to see what the future is going to be. Master, any person that goes and tells you the future, you shouldn't go after him. Whether it's this type, whether it's a mezuzah, this, whatever he's trying to tell you. The person that looks at you and tries to tell you the future, you're not supposed to listen to these people. Ela batech makodesh baruch hu, but rather you're supposed to have stam bitochen Hashem, that whatever Hashem does will be good. B'shem Hochi, if you have this bitachon in Hashem, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu megalah l'rozei olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will uncover to you the secrets of the world. She'en gluyim l'malchei ha'sharos, even things that the malachim don't know, Hashem would tell us, people that do not go after witchcraft, like do not want to look in the future, but rather just have bitachon in Hashem. Right, Omer Rabbi Abua, Omer Rabbi Loza, b'fnei ma nenesh Avraham Avinu v'nishtabdu bonov, LeMitzrayim, Mosayim, Yes, Hashonim. What was Avraham Avinu's chet that we had to go into Mitzrayim and work 210 years? Levnei Shosu and Geri of Tam Chochem. He made Tamid Chochemim work like to go to have Muhammad. Shinam the Pesuk says, "Vayorak Eschanichov, Yilide Beisai." But Avraham Avinu took. We'll soon see the Tamidim that he taught Torah. He took them to fight the Malachim. And Mashmi shouldn't have done this. He went to ask back too many questions against Hashem. The apostle says, Avraham Avinu wanted to know with what power will we have to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael. That he held back people from becoming Gerim, from becoming Yisraelim, from becoming Takas Kanz V'Yashchina. The apostle says, Tain li'anechlesh v'chush kach loch. That Melech Sdoim said, give me the people, and you keep the rechush, the property. But Mashma, that Avraham Avinu gave him the people back, so these people that he gave back to Melech Sdoim, he stopped them from becoming close to Tachas Kanzei Shechina. For this chet, we had to go to Mitzrayim. Now we dash in the post, Kach Lucho, Vayorak Eschinochov, Yilidei Beisai. The rechush Kach Luchi. Post is Vayorak Eschanichov, Yilidei Beisai. That Avraham Avinu took his children, and with them he went to fight. So Rav Omar says, what does it mean, chaniche? It means sharikon batera. It means the tamidim that he taught Torah to. That's like we just had before. That was the chet of Avram, that he used these tamidim chomim to go into the mechama. So these people that he taught them Torah, he took them sharikon yilid base, he took them to fight. Or Shmuel Omar, sharikon bezov. No, he took different people to fight with. He took people that he had to pay them gold to go and fight for him. Now the pasuk says Shemoyna also Shlosh Meyos. There were 318. Some of the Amar Bar Abba Eliezer connected Kula. True, there were 318, but Eliezer Eved Avram, he was connected all these 318 people. And Nika the army, some say no, that Eliezer who to Chushbenayu Hachi. The 318 was not really people, but rather was just Eliezer. That the gematria of Eliezer's name is 318. So really, the only one that went to fight connected the four Malachim was Avram and Eliezer. So how was it possible to go to fight and win them? These were the four Mecham, the four kings that Mamish beat up everybody else, even the five Malachim before. That's the Gemara we had before once, that it was Maisanisim. That Avram Avinu fought, the way he did was, he just took dirt, he took the offer, and he threw the offer at them, and that turned them to atom bombs. And that killed them all out. That was the Maisa Lachim Ishgamzu. They once went to the king and he gave him a suitcase full of dirt. and says, this is the present, and finally they found out that was like the dirt that Avraham Avinu used, that he used it to fight, and he won the Mechama with that dirt. But Avraham Avinu's Mechama here, it was just him and Eliezer, and he won the Mechama with Ma'is Nisim, that the dirt he threw at them turned into bombs.
When Avram was 3 years old, he was able to recognize Hashem already.
That Avram listened to me. What's the cheshbon of Ekev? That's 172. And we know Avram lived 175 years. So it's missing 3 years. That means when he was 3 years old onwards, the next 172 years, Avram was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
V'yom Rami Bar Abba.